1:12 to go here in the third quarter. USA with the lead, 31-19, and they're still not happy. This USA coaching staff wants more. They know what USA or Lakers' potential is to come back. Botello gets it, and Botello helps them out by extending the lead, nailing the three-pointer, making it 34-19. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Warwick wants to take it to the right side. Now he pulls it up, and Lakers reset their offense. Now he gives it to Van Tiflin on the right side. He looks for the cutters, can't find any, so he gives it back to Volker.
Got man defense, couple of fresh legs.
Volker gives a nice pass underneath to Brody Lawrence, and Brody Lawrence went in there, and he got the Chandler up in the air and just waited for him to come down. That's brave to go in there at 5'8 and wait for Gangler to come down on top of you there at 6'2", two, probably 225.
Oh, yeah. He's a good size. 6'2", I don't have a weight on him, but...
So Lawrence goes to the line. Angler picks up his first. Lakers will be in the bonus the rest of the way out. His first shot was good. Back to a 14-point lead. He's got a chance to knock it down to 13 here, Lawrence does. Checking into the game for Lakers for the first time tonight is number 42. Peter Meade makes his appearance. Meade can make some baskets here. Lawrence gets the shooter's roll on the second one. And coming out is Brody Lawrence. Coming in is Evan Gosso. Don't want Lawrence to get that third foot.
Only four. Now
he's coming back out.
Yeah, they shot that free throw with only four players on the court.
So now they're going to have everybody out there. Kyle Binder's back out there. Peter Meade's out there. Lawrence is out there, and he's playing with three. He's got to be careful this last 30 seconds here not to get that fourth foul. USA is going to pull it out here and wait for the final shot. 23 seconds to go. They got the lead, 34-21. As the time clicks down here in the third quarter, down to 16. McBrayer at the top, being covered there by Binder. He works it in from the free throw line extended. Jumper's no good. Rebound tips around. 7 seconds left. Brunner gets it. Coming up the court now is Meade. He tries to get it up to Gosso. Gosso, short shot, three. He kind of tried to short shoot it. He knew he was coming too close, and he pulled up a little bit. But it doesn't fall. So after three quarters, it's USA 34, Lakers 21. We'll be back.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Seboing. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seboing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here at the start of the fourth quarter. USA leading 37-21. And with the ball, Jay Collin works it down, but he has his shot deflected by Zimmer. Now he gets it back, and Zimmer's going to get called with the body there. And that'll be the first foul on the big guy.
I'll tell you what, he's done an outstanding job on the senior.
He's not intimidated at all.
He's not got the same experience that Jay Collin has, but he's done a fantastic job through three quarters.
Collin gets it in, and Botello gets the wide open three. No good. Wimmer goes up and gets the rebound. Hands it off to Brody Lawrence. Lawrence gives it to Warwick. Warwick brings it across the timeline. Lakers has got to pick up their offense intensity a little bit here. They can't afford to wait around right now.
Yeah, you know, and the defense, it's a man, and they're doing a great job not letting Lakers get into their offensive set.
Now they swing it around over to Peter Meade. Meade gives it back up to Warwick for three.
Right.
Warwick drains the three from the top of the key, making it a 10-point lead now for the USA Patriots, 34-24.
Yeah, Otello gets the screens on that play.
Otello gets it on the right side. Nice dribble. Gave a no-look bounce pass back into Holland, but Holland's shot was short. Rebound controlled by Lakers. Warwick brings it up the court. Now Warwick turns it over to Warwick. Warwick can't hang on to it. Otello picks it up. And now we're going to get a timeout. And we'll be back right after this as USA sets something up.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
We're back here. You're listening to Cruise 102.1, high school district action here from Harbor Beach High School. Sue Schrader, Mary Lee Schatz joining you tonight. This game's a tight game, tighter than we thought it was going to be. It's 34-24, and Lakers are hanging around. Lakers just need, if they can get two stops in a row and some made baskets, USA's got something to worry about. But right now, USA's never letting them get much closer than what. I think they got it down to 9 at one point, and that's been it.
And I'll tell you what, the attitude is still there. Lakers, they've still got some spring. They're hustling to the ball. They're playing great defense.
And USA called that timeout and made some adjustments. Now they try to feed it inside to Holland. And a reach-in foul against Chase Volker there. And Volker picked up his first team's fifth. USA is going to get the ball back underneath their basket. They have the lead, 34-24, 6:49 to go here in the ballgame. Looking to move on to play Harbor Beach in the championship game. We'll have that game for you here on Cruise 102.1 Friday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be a great matchup regardless of who it's going to be. And a drive there by McBrayer in the paint. Couldn't get it. And rebound by Zwimmer, or Volker, I'm sorry. Volker gets it up the court to Warwick. Warwick gives it up top to Lawrence. Lakers are content to be very patient yet, looking for a shot. They tried to feed it inside to Volker, but Volker and McBrayer's feet got tied up, and Volker and McBrayer both slid down to the ground, and the ball went out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover there for Lakers.
Trying to steal off that baseline and just got feet tangled, so.
And McBrayer brings the ball up the left side of the court, where he's triple-teamed. Volker gets the ball on the floor, but they managed to get it into the hands of Kuma. Kuma comes all the way from the left side down to the paint to lay it up off the glass. Nice court awareness there by Kuma to know where he was at on the court.
I'll tell you what, Kuma was there and made him change his shot, but he still did a great job getting right to the basket.
And that time Holland managed to deflect that shot back into Warwick's face and off his hands and out of bounds. 5:55 to go here in the ballgame for Lakers. 36-24, they're trailing.
Volker ran, oh boy.
And wide open is McBrayer, and he comes all the way up the court, and he's going to get the and one as he puts a hard foul put on him by Peter Meade.
Lakers know they have to do full court pressure in order to get back in this game, but it's a little bit of a backfire right now. That was a give and go on the inbound, and he went coast to coast.
And that foul went to Warwick. I'm sorry. I thought looking at Meade, but they both hustled back. And McBrayer makes the shot, so it sends the lead to 39-24, 5:48 to go in the season for Lakers here. Lakers brings us to the left side. We're going to take a full timeout. We'll be back right after we hear from Tom Taylor.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute?
That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card...